Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's time to get up with Miami Vice. What in the world happened to the Celtics in the third quarter? How much trouble are they in? Plus, the Butler did it. Is Jimmy Butler the most underrated superstar in the sport? And can he carry Miami all the way to the championship? And oh, by the way, it's Luka versus Steph tonight. Should the Warriors be on upset alert against the surging Mavericks? That and a lot more. This morning, as we say good morning to you on Get Up, I'm Ryan Smith in for Mike Greenberg. Look who's back with us. Pat Beverly, Mr. 94 Feet, ready to give his takes today, ready to go. And Monica McNutt joining us as well. Vince Carter's going to be in just a little bit. But first thing we get to, because we got to get to it, Celtics, Heat, game of the night. Jimmy Butler getting ready for this one. Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1, Heat hosting the Celtics. No Marcus Smart or Al Horford, but Jason Tatum would step up. Watch him here. He's got it. Going through the middle. Tough shot over Jimmy Butler. Nails it. Celtics up 10. Marcus Smart cheering him on. Under 2 minutes to go in the first. Tatum handling. Tough three-pointer. Good. 21 points in the first half on 9 of 14 shooting. Celtics up 8 at halftime. Third quarter, Heat down 6. Bam Adebayo getting his. The and one in the lane. Heat down 3 after the free throw. And then Gabe Vincent misses the 3, but Jimmy Butler there to put it back. Heat take a 64-63 lead, their first lead since the first quarter. Heat up 6. Watch this. Max Strus with the strip there. Butler going to knock over Grant Williams, and Strus finishes with a jam. Ime Udoka saying the same thing, I think. And then watch this. Tatum has it stolen by Butler. The Hezzy. Good over Jaylen Brown. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Play continues. Tatum's coming back. Jimmy Butler, keep an eye on him with the headband. Looking, stealing. Talk about heads up, transition jam. Heat opened the third quarter on a 22-2 run. They outscored the Celtics big in the quarter. Then in the fourth, Butler blocking Tatum. Superstar on superstar crime. Look at that. The great block. The rejection key in the game, and Butler fired up. 3 minutes to go, Heat up 10. Butler has it. Tatum, can he stop him? No. Butler with the contested jumper over Tatum. 41 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Heat win at 118-107. Take the 1-0 series lead. Here they are after the game.
More than anything, it just shows us what we're capable of whenever we worry about getting stops, getting into the open floor, getting to the free throw line, all of those good things. It just reminds me that we can do it. I see it on this piece of paper. I lived it, so I expect us to be able to do that every quarter from here on out.
Got out tough, out physical. They looked like they came out in the second half, you know, and wanted to up their physicality and aggression and on both ends, and they did that.
They sure did. Out toughed, out physical. And look at this. Miami dominated the Celtics in the third quarter, outscoring them by 25. The Celtics' second worst point differential in a playoff quarter since the shot clock era began in 1954. Jimmy Butler's 17 points in the third quarter were more than the Celtics had as a team. Just a domination in that third quarter. Monica McNutt back with us. Vince Carter going to join us in just a second. But, you know, I look at this, and Pat Bev, what happened to these Celtics in the third quarter as you see it?
Before the game yesterday, we talked about coaching. I'm pretty sure Coach Spo came in halftime, you know, lit them up a little bit. We kind of pressured them to up their physicality. They came out and did it. But I don't even think it was more of a physicality thing. I think it was more they got to the free throw line a ton. I think under 5 minutes, I think they maybe shot 8 to 10 free throws. I mean, you can't sustain that, not in one quarter. But you got to give Miami credit. They protect the home court. But I like this one. Even though Miami won, man, I like I like Boston, a healthy Boston, a healthy Boston in this series. So, yeah,
you like Boston for the series. You're picking Boston. Because yesterday you were hedging.
Yeah,
I wanted to see this game.
I wanted to see the first game. Now that I've seen the first game, you understand how important Marcus Smart is. They pressured the Miami Heat guards in the beginning of the game, forced them to a lot of turnovers. At the end, we talk about matchups. We talk about, you know, getting the matchup that you want. They attack with Petrick. The entire fourth quarter, it crippled Boston defense. They got, you know, detached from Butler. Couldn't really, Jason Tatum couldn't stay on him because they were getting them that 3-1 pick and roll, and Jimmy was Jimmy. So you have to give Miami Heat a lot of credit. They took care of home court, and you know, they won the game.
And you talk about a healthy Boston, no Marcus Smart, no Al Horford. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit, but that was big news in this one.
Yeah.
Monica, as people are looking at the graphics on the bottom, they might be saying, what? Look at this. 2-for-15 field goals in the third. Vince Carter joining us now. But Monica, Jason Tatum, 6 turnovers in that third quarter. What concerns did you see? Did you have? You were at the game with Tatum in that second half.
You know, prior to the game, Ime Udoka said the best defense versus Miami in transition is good offense. And the Celtics struggled to produce good offense. And so you point to Jason Tatum's 6 turnovers, or if it was bad shots that led to defensive rebounds, that plays exactly into what the Miami Heat want to do. And so you could kind of see it snowballing in many ways. They'd get out in transition, they'd come back on the defensive end with tons of energy and swag, and were doing a great job of shooting gaps from passes from Jason Tatum, or just closing up space so that he didn't have room to penetrate. And so to me, last night, you could see the importance. You knew Smart might be out, but you could see the importance of Al Horford not being there as well, in terms of helping to stretch the floor. But Jason acknowledged that he has to be better, and I do think that he can respond. He has a terrific record in terms of responding after poor games, and he hasn't been a part of consecutive losses since January, so I'm sure he'll respond.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a response. I just think he has to carry a lot of load right now due to Marcus Smart being out. You see on the tape, he's facilitating starting the offense. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really Marcus Smart's job. So now when you don't have a healthy team, you got Jason Tatum starting the offense. You got him guarding Jimmy Butler. You got him. He's trying to facilitate. He's trying to stay aggressive. He's, you know, just kind of ran out of gas towards that second half. And you can tell fatigue played a factor. But all that is credited to Miami and Miami's defense. So you got to give Miami a lot of credit.
Absolutely. And you can also tell by those numbers. Again, 8 points, 1-for-7 field goals, 6 turnovers in the second half. Vince Carter, after a dominant first half for Jason Tatum, 21 points. Looked like he could do whatever he wanted to on the floor. What did you see in that third?
I saw adjustments. Miami Heat and Spoelstra doing what they do is make adjustments. And they stepped up their defensive intensity. They stepped up their defense of pressure. And they guarded the three-point line better. You saw, yes, they had a lot of blocks, but they had a lot of blocks on jump shots and attempts. Closing out, multiple efforts is the key word here. They were able to take away the paint as well as guard the three-point line, and they shrunk the floor. And when they started to shrink the floor, that closed those passing lanes down. Mm-hmm. And like Monica, as well as Pat said, they made things a little tougher for everyone, but more so Tatum, making passes as well as getting into the paint, scoring at ease like he did in the first half.
Yeah, it was almost like you saw a confidence shift or something going on in that third quarter. And you're right, the Heat put forth an incredible defensive effort. But Monica, being at the game, what did you see from Jason Tatum from the Celtics in that third quarter? There were a couple of times where it looked a little tense. Ime Udoka and Williams getting into it at one point. What did you see in that respect?
Well, I will add, and I'm sure VC and Pat know this, some of the most intense teams I've ever been on were the best teams I was on. But it certainly, you could see what I call the temperature rise on the Celtics bench. Listen, Ime is as cool as the day is long, and I was sitting kind of behind him on the Celtics side. And at one point, he snatched his mask off. Like, you could see that it was an intense battle, and they wanted to play well. I know that turnovers frustrated this squad yesterday. But like I said, there's room for them to make adjustments. It almost felt, though, honestly, like the first half, they didn't expect the Heat to respond as intense as they did, because honestly, it was definitely the tale of two halves. And in the second half, the Heat did what the Boston Celtics were doing to them in the first half.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, please.
I wonder what the numbers is when guys are mic'd up for, you know, how you get mic'd up before the game.
Yeah.
I wonder what the numbers are, how successful you are that game. Because most of the time when you're mic'd up, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but for most of the time, mm-hmm. teammates that I have mic'd up, Cat was mic'd up one game.
I remember.
It didn't play well. It didn't turn out well at all. It felt like, you know, it was too much talking, too much this, too much that. But it's for some. I want to know the numbers. The guys.
Is it like you're thinking about it? Is it like you're thinking about it a little bit?
I think you're just trying to do a little extra more.
Go ahead, Vince.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's just trying to do extra more.
Is that what he's thinking? Yeah. I think people are trying to show. Yeah, I'm vocal in the on the team in the huddles, and hey, I talk on the floor on defense and everything. You tend to forget about what you need to do on the floor sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? If that is the case, I bet the Celtics are really hoping that Jimmy Butler gets mic'd up for game two, because I tell you what, he was on fire. He was on fire. He was unstoppable. Vince Carter. Is he the most underrated superstar? Because yesterday we were talking about the best players remaining in the playoffs. He wasn't even in our top five. And I feel like maybe he doesn't get the respect that he deserves.
He doesn't get the respect that he deserves, as well as the Miami Heat. And that's what he said. He said, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to show you. And he does. Yes, he takes a different approach, in my opinion, in regular season. But he understands. You get paid, that's when it all counts in the playoffs. And that's when that's when he rises and shows that he is Showtime playoff Jimmy Butler, because when you guard Jimmy Butler in the regular season, he's a facilitator. He makes guys better. He gets guys going. In the playoffs, Jimmy Butler goes at your neck, as well as guards.
Yeah, and you got to give a lot of credit to his what he does to his body, his conditioning, to be able to, you know, look, I mean, these numbers, they look silly, like video game numbers, like right. 41, 9, 5, and 4. Like, and I think we're missing some blocks on there, too.
Yep.
You know, so, like, you got to give him a lot of credit, give Miami Heat a lot of credit for what they do on the conditioning side, because, you know, them boys been ready all year.
Yeah, and we're ready to give Jimmy Butler his respect and these Heat his respect. We're going to talk a lot more about them as the show goes on. A lot more to come from this game, because there were so many different facets to it. But first, I want to get to hockey, because there was a great game one in hockey. We call it our thriller of the night. Blues, Avalanche, game one, second round, Stanley Cup playoffs. Look who's there. Denver Broncos new quarterback, Russell Wilson. Getting all excited. 4 minutes left in the third. Blues moving up the ice. Jordan Kyrou skating in, dragging around the defender and scoring. Look at his toe drag. Just watch it closely. Perfect positioning there and scoring it. Kyrou, his fourth goal of the playoffs. Blues tied up late at 2, so we go to overtime. And then halfway through the first overtime, couple chances stopped by the Avalanche. Josh Mason going to wait for an opening. Getting around. There he is. Right there. Shooting. Scoring. That's game.
Wow.
Mason picks his spot. Rips it through everybody and gets it. His first goal of the playoffs. Avs win game one in OT 3-2. And Colorado outshot the Blues 13-0 in OT on Tuesday. That was the third highest shot differential in a single overtime period in postseason game since the shots were first tracked in the 1955-1956 season. How about that? Well, coming up, Luka burned the Suns. Can he now take down Steph and the Warriors? Should Golden State be on upset alert? Plus, much more on the Celtics meltdown in Miami. When do they get, or will they get, Marcus Smart, now Horford back in the lineup? Brian Windhorst has the latest from Miami as Get Up continues. Keep it right here.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Back with you on Get Up, and if you like last night's game, check this out. Western Conference Finals get started tonight in Golden State. The Warriors and Mavericks meet in the playoffs for the second time. The other being in 2007 when the 8-seeded Warriors beat the top-seeded Mavericks. Remember that? For this season, Dallas won 3 of 4 against Golden State. This year, Luka became the third player all-time to average 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists to his first 10 games of the postseason, joining Giannis and Oscar Robertson. And for Steph Curry, he became the fourth player to average 25 points in each of his first 2 series of a postseason at age 34 or older, joining LeBron, MJ, and Kareem. Mm. That's the kind of talent we're looking at in this one. And look at the odds.
Wow.
Here we go. Warriors and the Curry, -220 series favorites against the Mavs, who are and their 5-point favorites in game one, according to Caesars. Golden State has yet to drop a game at home this postseason, standing a perfect 6-0. What are the Mavericks to do? Vince, I come to you first. How do the Warriors, though, they got this big challenge ahead of them in Luka, how do they slow down Luka Doncic?
Well, I have a couple of things, questions that I want answered. But first and foremost, I want to know, how are they going to guard him? Pat, I heard you talking yesterday on Get Up as far as who you start on him. But I think Golden State puts multiple bodies on him. I like Wiggins guard him. You have to change it up because as a superstar, as a scorer in this league who has the ball a lot, you can't give me the same look every time. Because when you do that, and I figure you out, I'm going to beat you. So I like the fact that Golden State has multiple guys that can guard him. Even Iguodala, he might not play much, but you get Wiggins. Obviously, his athleticism, his body type's a little different. You have Klay. Klay uses more positioning, moving his feet, hands-on. Then you have Draymond with and Kuminga's athletic. And you have Draymond with his ability to bully and to muscle up where you don't or he's not able to post up as easy in the paint. So that is one of the things I'm really looking for. How do they play him and when do they change up? When he scores a couple of points or just switch it up just because out of timeouts? That's what I'll be looking for on one end. And on the other end, who is Luka going to guard? Yeah, because that makes a lot. That means a lot who he's going to guard.
Yeah, I think from a basketball standpoint, I think they're gonna wear him down. I think they've seen this movie before. Mm-hmm. If I was to say that, they've seen Kevin Durant, Westbrook, Western Conference Finals. They've seen James Harden, you know, without anybody. They've seen James Harden with Chris Paul. You know, they seen LeBron James without Kyrie. They seen LeBron James with Kyrie. You know, if it's one team that is ready and that has been tested, like from a against an individual who has his impact on the game, it's the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
So I think this is a movie that they've been in, that they've seen before, and we all know the end.
And that's why it's hard not to give them the edge. But, Monica, we talk about who's going to guard Luka, because what's interesting, and I want to pop that stat up again about who guards him the most on Golden State, because that's really interesting. It looks like Wiggins is the one who usually takes him. But, Monica, I wonder who spends the most time on Luka, because even though you throw multiple bodies on him, it seems like somebody's going to have the primary job of, we got to stop this guy.
Yeah, this is a terrific stat. Andrew spends the most time, but I believe statistically it's Klay Thompson who has had the most success in terms of actually slowing him down. But y'all, I continue to go back to, the Warriors are not going to just abandon the idea of guarding Luka. Of course not. They're going to defend Luka. But when you look back at games 1 and 2 of the Phoenix series, he had 45 and 35 respectively, and those were still double-digit losses. And so, yes, Luka is the great puzzle that you got to figure out. Most importantly, if the game is close, you got to be guarding him in the fourth quarter because we know he has a knack for making big-time plays in the biggest moments of the game. But I just think guarding the rest of the supporting cast is just as important because if they don't show up, Luka solo cannot outscore this Warriors squad.
Yeah, I'm
go well, ahead, Ben. Let Ben jump in here. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I just want to say this. I agree with you 1,000,000%. Because my question, and I said this last series, is that, yes, if you can frustrate Luka, and that's why it's important to who's guarding him. If you're able to frustrate him and he has to get off the ball and he's getting off the ball to guys who are not scoring, well, guess what he's going to do now? He's going to take those shots. He said, I have to score to keep us in the game. And if he's doing that and they're not scoring, he scores his 45 not winning, you play right into Golden State's hands. Go ahead, Pat, my bad.
No, you're good.
Absolutely.
Can we show that list again of people that's guarding them?
Yeah, let's put up that list again. Go ahead.
Because we're missing a couple people. Steve Kerr. The mascot of Golden State. Man, everybody's going to be guarding this guy, man. I mean, you got to think, man, Golden State ain't, you know, they done seen this movie before. They done seen it all, man. Everyone's going to take their turn. Everyone going to have their chance. And we're not even having Steph up here. Like, I like Steph. I'm not saying I like Steph against him the whole game, but on the perimeter, like, Steph ain't no slouch.
Full court.
Yeah,
he ain't no slouch. Like, he ain't going to let you just blow past him all the time. So, I mean, I like it. They're ready for it. They've seen this before.
So then let me ask a different question to you, Vince. What needs to happen for the Mavs to upset the Warriors in this series?
Consistent ball movement and defense.
Go ahead.
No, seriously. I mean, they're going to have to be consistent. They're going to have to find something that works. And adjustments. In the playoffs, we all know this. Adjustments matter. You know, what you do from the first quarter to second quarter could change. Obviously, we saw what Miami did at halftime. So adjustments are going to matter. And Luka's willingness to make adjustments, because they're going to put bodies. They're going to have multiple eyes. They're going to close the gaps on them. But his willingness to make plays for others is important early. And that's going to be, you know, the key, in my opinion, because we saw a switch in game 3 when Luka was willing to get off the ball. Luka, when he gets the rebound, throwing the ball ahead and allowing some of his guys to score or have an opportunity to score early in the offense. Then if he gets it back, he can be Luka.
Yeah, just feels like when he believes in those other guys, and he does, and they adjust their game plan. Because remember what Dallas did against the Suns. Suns came out early. They were looking strong. And then Jason Kidd and his adjustments and getting the team involved changed the entire thing. So ahead of this Western matchup tonight, let's play a little game of over-under. Monica, 33.5 points for Luka, over or under?
Wow. Ryan and guys, I'm taking the over on this one. I think they're going to need that from Luka, and I think he's in an incredible run when you talk about game 6, game 7, and now opening this series. He sounds very confident. He's casually said, nobody picked us to beat the Suns, and he's accurate as someone who had picked the Suns. I think he's locked and loaded and ready to do what his team needs.
33.5, and I would take that too. Vince, 6.5 assists for Draymond Green, over under.
I say over, and I said for this, it depends on, well, not even depends, but I say Draymond is going to play fast. You know, if Luka is guarding a Draymond, they're going to get the rebound and try to play fast, get up, and of course, Draymond's going to be the facilitator and try to take advantage of it. You know, look for them to play fast and get out, and of course, you know, getting Klay, doing what he's doing, he's going to look to get his shooters going early and often.
Pat, the Splash Brothers splashing for 50.5 combined, over or under?
Way over. Way over. I mean, they've man, them boys. If it's one team and a group of guys that's ready for this moment, it's them. You talk about Klay. You talking about his revenge against the whole world. People counting them out. You talk about Steph. You know, no matter what he does, what he's just not good enough, man. I got to go with the Steph with the Splash Brothers over.
If they're getting over that, Dre's passing like that, I don't see how they lose with everything else they got going on. But it's still the Mavs. Now, coming up, what the heck happened to Jason Tatum and the Celtics in that third quarter? How much did that loss of Marcus Smart, now Horford, hurt the Celtics last night? We're talking about that. Plus, LeBron reveals his top dunkers of all time with one notable absence. Reaction from Vince Carter and the crew. But we come back.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Back with you on Get Up, where we're talking about Celtics Heat Game 1, Game of the Night, Eastern Conference Finals.
Heat hosting the Celtics. Jimmy Butler getting ready. No Al Horford or Marcus Smart in this one. And the Heat down one in the third. Jimmy Butler with the putback. Heat take the lead, their first lead since the first quarter. 6 minutes to go in the third. Watch this. Butler with the steal, the hezzy on Jaylen Brown, and the finish. And then an important sequence here. Tatum coming back down the floor. Butler looking. They're looking to get into their play, but Butler with the steal and finishes in transition for the jam. Heat opened the third quarter on a 22-2 run, outscored the Celtics 39-14 in the quarter. And then in the fourth, Heat up 13. Butler block on Tatum. Watch it again. Butler getting up there for the key rejection, and he's fired up with PJ Tucker. 3 minutes to go, Heat leading 10 by 10. Butler with Tatum on him, the contested jumper, good. Butler finishes with 41 points. Heat take the win, 118-107. Take the 1-0 series lead. What happened, Celtics? Here's Tatum and Brown after the game.
Obviously, you know, I don't want to turn the damn ball over like that. But, you know, I guess just out of the course of the game, things happen, and they go on runs. That's what they did.
We got to be even more disciplined. Obviously, we wasn't prepared to be without Al. And, you know, we definitely wasn't prepared to be without Al and Smart. So it's not an excuse. We got to be better.
And you heard him say it there. He wasn't prepared to be without Al Horford. Brian Windhorst now joining us for more on this. The Celtics were up big. They were up at halftime. They sort of collapsed in the third. Brian, what's the latest you're hearing on the status of Al Horford, who the Celtics were not prepared to be without?
Yeah, for sure, Ryan. Al Horford was at shoot-around yesterday morning. So this is something that hit the team very much by surprise as they were getting ready to leave their hotel for game one. Now, this is the third time this season that Al Horford has been in health and safety protocols. It happened once in the preseason. He was out for five games in December, and now he is out here. And it is the NBA rules are a little complicated here. He potentially could be out a minimum of 5 days, which would be three games. Could also test out depending on whether he's positive or negative or whether his viral load is, you know, can be reduced. But it is unknown at this point whether that can happen. I will say there are several staff members with the Celtics who have tested positive over the last few days. So this is something that's got to be worrisome around the Celtics right now. But we will have to see how things develop over the next couple of days with Horford. And, you know, but they have to brace themselves with reality. He's not going to be around for at least for game two and maybe longer.
Wow, that is sneaky huge news, because you talk about missing game two or beyond. What's happening with Celtics staff having positive tests and how that could end up impacting the team. So that could be huge in this series. So the other guy who was out, big miss for the Celtics last night, was Marcus Smart. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, he went through some testing, and he just, according to Ime Udoka, he couldn't make basketball moves on that foot. And he's also dealing with a quad injury as well that he has re-aggravated several times during the last round. So there was hope within the team that the treatment that he was getting was going to improve and he would be able to play in game two. But we're going to have to wait and see. And that was really a huge factor in the game, because the Heat attacked Peyton Pritchard, especially in minutes that would have been Marcus Smart's minutes. And Jimmy Butler especially was able to repeatedly get downhill. So the Marcus Smart situation, more, something that could be solved faster and something the Celtics probably need even more than Horford at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they need them both in a big way. Brian, great reporting there. Thank you so much.
And
Wayne,
you was right too, bro. You was right. Yesterday I said Marcus Smart was go play. I know y'all don't like to apologize on air a lot, but I'm going to be the first. You was right, bro.
I don't want you to ever apologize.
When I'm wrong, I like to face up my wrongs and with an apology. You was absolutely right. I thought he was going to play. He didn't. You were absolutely right. So that's on me, bro.
A Pat Bev apology. Mark it down in the books.
Hey, you ain't going to see that often. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong, though.
But Vince,
I'm waiting for the other shoe.
Yeah, right. It's coming. Don't worry, Wendy. I got to say, guys, this is huge news, because not only on the Marcus Smart front, which obviously is big, but also on the Al Horford front and what that could mean. Vince, as you look at this and you hear what Wendy is saying, how could this end up impacting these Celtics as you see it?
Well, I thought Robert Williams would play a huge factor and role in this game, which he did in the first half. But the thing with Al Horford, he brings is his ability to rebound and start the offense, his ability to spread the floor, as well as defensively, he's pretty darn solid. So they're missing his basketball IQ and his understanding of the game, switching pick and rolls, creating mismatches as well. So they're going to miss both of them. I think Al Horford, that's just an unfortunate situation. And Wendy said it, you're going to have to just figure out how to get a win on the road without Al Horford and potentially Marcus Smart as well.
Yeah, I feel like Marcus Smart, my apologies, but with Al Horford, what he presents is very different than the guys, the bigs in Boston present. He's a popping big. Mm-hmm. So now when you come off that pick and roll and the five is popping and you got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown coming off that pick and roll, Jaylen Brown going left, Jason Tatum going left, and the big is popping, you all downhill. The next low man is a guard, probably a guy my size. So not just rebounding, but offensively also when it comes to movement, getting in the paint, he's a big key for him.
Monica, what about Mark? How do you see this playing out with these two guys, as important as they are to this team, possibly not in there for game two, possibly longer?
I mean, this is huge to me, Ryan, and I know Wendy is a cooler head in terms of the macro approach to these things, but this is a big deal. You miss Al Horford's physicality, right? And then I think back to that third quarter run last night when Gabe Vincent was able to dig down on Robert Williams and strip him of the ball, and then the Heat were off to the races. To our point, if Al Horford is on the floor, maybe some of those guards can't sink because you have to play him honestly for his ability to hit those threes. But we talked about the Horford thing. Smart to me, the intensity that you saw from him on the bench last night, the Celtics woefully missed in terms of responding to Miami's third quarter punch. And so his personality, his character, yes, he's defensive player of the year and the things he does on the court, but just also the way he sets the tempo and keeps the Celtic teams locked in. Mentally, I think they miss him just as much as you do in terms of the stats.
Yeah, and absolutely on defense, because you saw how Jimmy Butler was torching Peyton Pritchard. Like you said, Wendy. Wendy, I'll give you the last word.
Well, look, the Celtics, despite the way that second half went, the Celtics still feel okay about their position in the series. They were playing their third game in 5 days. The Heat are awesome when they have time to prepare. They're 6-0 this year when they have 3-plus days to rest. They're great at home. So even though it may feel a little bit shaky for the Celtics, they feel like Marcus Smart's going to get back, and they had confidence coming out of that game the way they played in the first half. So I am still expecting, even with this unfortunate injury availability situation, I am still expecting a very intense long series here.
All right, it's going to be a good one indeed. And by the way, we're going to have game two of the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow night, 8 Eastern, right here on ESPN in the app. It all begins with a special edition of NBA Countdown live from Miami and hosted by Greeny. Meanwhile, on planet Earth, which is brought to you by Whole Foods Market, as a part of LeBron James's Q&A on Twitter, he was asked, if you would make an all-time dunk contest, which four players would you be choosing? Mm. He responded, Vince, Levine, Neek, and me. Mm. I like it. Mm. Vince, you're on his list. Your thoughts?
Where do I start? No,
he's like, I'm surprised.
I'm honored, bro. Like, there's no better feeling as being on somebody's all-time list on the good side of it, of course. And when you're asking somebody, you know, who I don't talk to often, picks you in his all-time list of something, it's always an honor.
Hey, VC.
Ooh, no.
Hey, listen, you know, I always, you went around this last NBA season. You know, every time I see you, I like to get some gems, some advice. So last time we met.
We chopped it up.
You chopped it up. You told me water. I think you told me a little yoga one time. Anything else, man? What you got for me? I'm trying to play till I'm 40, man.
Water, no, yoga.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. That's it, man. Hey, make that cold tub your friend, brother.
Say less. I got that. My third thing, then. Got it.
There it is.
So it's good to know. So if I drink more water and do more yoga, I'll be doing 360s in no time, I guess, right?
Man, woo.
Yeah, you got to elongate those muscles.
I don't know if that applies to us, Ryan. I don't think that applies to us, Ryan.
Here he is, right to left. Hey, come here, BC. Hey!
Oh!
Oh, come here. Hey!
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Rewind it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, that's me.
That's not Photoshop? Is that a video?
Hey!
That's two big men.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, don't get me started.
Oh. Okay, Vince, well, let me ask you, though, Vince. If you made a list of your top four, who would they be?
So I needed time to think about this. I said MJ. I said Neek. I definitely need to be a part of that. But I said LaVine. But I'm going to move him over. I need to say Dr. J. Because, look, when you're talking about some of the greatest dunkers of all time, in the dunk contest, I want those guys. I want that opportunity. So I pick MJ, Neek, Dr. J, and then my fourth guy would be LaVine. But I'm in that contest. That's must-see TV right there.
I love it. But I have to ask you, absolutely, where's LeBron on that list? Where's LeBron on that list? Huh? I don't see LeBron. I seem to be missing him. I these pictures, but his isn't there.
But look at what it says here. It says dunk champion. You know, we all wanted LeBron to be in the dunk contest, and he would be a champion. Right. I thought, particularly earlier, I picked the dunk contest champion. You're talking about all-time greatest dunkers for a contest, and that's why I picked those guys.
Okay.
That's a hell of an answer. That is a great, educated answer, brother. That's the truth, though. I mean, I like it. VC, man. Uh-huh. Thank you, brother.
Yes, I love it. All right, let's move on to this because the chase for the cup was going on last night, and we had a great game between the Lightning and the Panthers. Game one, second round, Stanley Cup playoffs, early in the third. Game tied at one. Corey Perry takes the shot, gets stopped, but Pierre-Edward Belmar gets the rebound and goes top shelf for the goal. Belmar's second goal of the postseason. Lightning take their first lead of the night, 2-1. Belmar celebrating with his mates. Just over 4 minutes left, same score. Tampa Bay on the power play. Nikita Kucherov all alone, nobody's on him. Look at him, heavy wrister for the goal. Where were they on him? His third goal of the playoffs, Lightning add to their lead and end up taking the game 4-1. Big night of hockey tonight on ESPN and the app. Our coverage begins at 7 Eastern with the showdown in Carolina as the Rangers visit the Hurricanes. Game one of their Eastern Conference semifinal. That game's going to be followed by game one of the Western Conference semifinal between the Oilers and the Flames. Coming up, is Jimmy Butler the most underappreciated superstar in the NBA? And what makes him so hard to play against? We're going to ask Pat Bev and Vince Carter next. Plus, Tiger's on the prowl. Can he win the PGA Championship? We'll have a live report from Southern Hills in Tulsa coming up on Get Up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and the Heat.
I'm Jason Tatum. I don't think anybody on the Heat team can defend it.
This rising superstar has been just magnificent. Tatum, sidestep, three-pointer, puts it in! The third quarter has been the best quarter for the Heat so far in these playoffs. What a turnaround here in this third period! This is a Miami Heat avalanche.
The start that Jason Tatum had sparked something in Jimmy Butler.
I don't care if it's a big stage or who's watching. I know why I do what I do.
He was full superstar last night. Welcome back. Pat Bev and I here to talk about the man, Jimmy Buckets, who was on fire yesterday. First half, a little bit pedestrian. Second half, turned it up in ways that were superstar level. And when I think about Jimmy Butler, I wanted to ask you, why is Jimmy Butler so hard to play against? Because it's not just his defense. You also got to play offense against him.
Yeah,
He's two-way.
Yeah, I think it's his pace. We talked about it yesterday. Lately, he's just been controlling the game. Every, you know, Every playoff series, you've seen him just controlling the game, whether it's offense, whether it's defense, whether it's playmaking, whether it's rebounding. I mean, you could just feel like he's just in control at all times. You know, he has an open fast break. He doesn't do the first couple year takeoff, the one leg takeoff. You can probably block it. No, I'm going to be real patient. I'm going to get you up in the air. One pump fake, two pump fake. Okay, you don't go for that. Three pump fake. So you got to give Jimmy Butler a lot of credit. Again, he's not flashy. He doesn't have the, a big name as, you know, other superstars have, so he can kind of go under the radar with that. He's not big on Instagram. He's not a big social media guy. Mm-hmm. You know, boy just comes to work, disciplined, drinks his coffee, and stays out the way. Mm-hmm. You know, so, when you run up against a monster like that, a player like that, world-conditioned player like that, disciplined player like that, you in for a world of hurt. A
couple
sure.
seconds left. How would you guard him going forward if you're the Celtics? What would they need to do?
No, I mean, I always like forcing Jimmy left, stand down on pump fakes. But he's been, you got to send a double, man. You got to send a double. You got to make some other people beat you, man. But most of his stuff is coming in transition also. But, if I'm him, I'm, again, left hand, I'm taking away that left hand. Mm-hmm. Him going left, I'm kind of stand down on the pump fakes and living with the results.
I'm sure the Celtics are considering that and every other option they got to try to stop him in game two because he was a force. 41 points and looked great doing it. All right. Thanks so much. We're going to come back to more on this in a second. But first, let's talk about what's going on in the PGA Championship. It's an interesting week there. And as it stands, Tiger Woods is going to play in a featured group with Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth in the first two rounds of the PGA Championship at Southern Hills. On Tuesday, Tiger was asked if he thought he could compete in this year's second major. Here's what he said.
I feel like I can, yeah. Definitely. I just got to go out there and do it. I got to do my work. And it starts on Thursday, and I'll be ready. Still have tough days, and things aren't going to be as easy as people might think. But I feel like I'm doing better. I'm having more days in which are better, more positive. Able to practice a little bit longer. So I'm able to do activities and things that I was hoping to do, and I'm finally able to do them.
Now, as it stands, Tiger's sitting at 60-1 odds to win the PGA Championship, tied for 23rd. And a reminder that Tiger won the 2007 PGA Championship in Southern Hills. Let's welcome in our golf analyst, Curtis Strange, no stranger to great play in big-time golf tournaments. Curtis, how has Tiger looked for the PGA Championship this week in terms of his preparation?
He looks very strong. He looks very confident. He's speaking more confidently than he did at Augusta. You know, you got to remember at Augusta, he came in here not knowing exactly what the leg could do, what his body could do, and what his golf game, what kind of shape was in. Here he knows, and he's had five more weeks to prepare. You know, you never say never with this guy. I think he looks and feels and sounds very confident.
Now, there's news about the weather down there, that it might be a little bit windy for this tournament. What impact might the weather, especially the wind, have on Tiger and the rest of the field?
Well, today it's some kind of hot and humid. Tomorrow it's going to start to blow. Friday it's going to gust to 30. Friday is the day. And then on Saturday it's going to gust to 15 or 20. Sunday's going to be Chamber of Commerce, but it will really affect this golf tournament. Tight fairways, small greens. Look for a real slugfest the first 3 days.
Okay. Now, whenever we see Tiger, we always think he's always got a chance to win. Just a chance. What are the realistic expectations as you see them for Tiger this week? And can he actually be a factor on Sunday in your mind?
Ryan, isn't that the question? I think he can compete this week. I really do. I think he himself expects a lot more out of himself. I think we as fans and spectators and somebody who knows expects more out of him. I think he looks good. I think he looks good, but he's got to let the ground come to him. He's got to get off to a decent start and let momentum build as the week progresses. And the other thing that he still doesn't know is how the stamina will hold up over 4 days.
That's the big question right there, especially with Tiger. Yep. It's good just to have him out there. So is there someone we should watch to challenge on Sunday to win who could take it all that we might not be thinking of in your mind?
You know, there's 10 or 12 young kids that could really play well here this week, and if any one of those guys played and won, you wouldn't be surprised. But right now, John Rahm, former number one in the world, strong player. But right now, Scottie Scheffler is the hot ticket. He's playing well. He's just won the Masters. And then let's not overlook Justin Thomas, but Jordan Spieth. Let's talk about him just for a second. He's going after the Grand Slam. That is a huge motivating factor for him this week, and he's playing well on top of that.
Yeah, a lot of guys up there who could take it. It's going to be a great PGA Championship. Curtis Strange, thanks so much. Appreciate the time. And again, it's the first year, second major right here on ESPN. The 104th PGA Championship tomorrow, 2 Eastern from Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa. Our first round coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN+. And Joe Buck and Michael Collins are going to provide alternate telecast on ESPN from 1 to 2 Eastern, and then it's going to continue from 2 to 5 Eastern. Now, coming up, Miami Vice. What in the world happened to the Celtics in the third quarter, and how much trouble are they in? We're talking about it when we come back on Get Up.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.